Head over to the livestock side, cattle futures. Talk about some weaker beef markets in demand.
Well, there is. I think that, one, you've got Memorial Day over with, and, you know, the feeders are back higher today, which is nice to see the green there, because the feeder market has really pushed hard, you know, lost $22 on the from the highs on August feeders, and so you're about less than $3 up from the low. The low on August feeders was 142.32, and here we are at 145.05 today. So the market really hasn't gone super far. It's more or less congesting. And there is still some of the gap that I had talked about for months that is unfilled in August feeders down to 140.60. Now, the market doesn't have to fill that right now. That could be filled by next year's contract. It doesn't have to be this year's. But in all likelihood, for now, it appears like we may still get that. Then you've got the fat market. And, of course, after seeing the box beef, the cutout, get to a new all-time high of around 210, I think, has created some high prices in grocery stores, and they don't seem to be featuring too much, and you're now past one of your major holidays, and, of course, the weather was the pits for grilling. It still kind of is the pits in most parts, and, you know, the East Coast at that time also had some very poor weather, and there's a lot of people in that upper East Coast. So, you know, we just haven't had the grilling season start like we had a year ago. A year ago, we were just blessed with an early start for grilling and, of course, getting crops in, you name it. But on the flip side of that, of course, that moved on into some very strong situations where we were dry. And a lot of your cattle pastures are still where you have your cows and calves are still very dry. So that said, for now, we're seeing cows move to market, and that has, I think, also put more meat on the market than we would need at this time.
You know, like you mentioned, we've dealt with the chilly weather. That's, of course, not good for the consumer demand, but it seems like the wholesale pork is seeing some supportive action.
Well, it is, but I think, for one thing, pork is cheaper, but also I think the news of Smithfield being bought out by the largest Chinese pork producer was deemed as bullish because Smithfield accounts for about 25% of the U.S. hogs, and the U.S. maybe produces about 12% of what, in comparison to what China produces. So, you know, I think traders think that that's bullish, that China came in and bought Smithfield. To me, I think it's a little disappointing because, you know, Smithfield's going to be gangbusters now with Chinese rule. They're going to be gangbusters for all-out production. They are going to produce as much as they possibly can, and then they're going to be shipping it. We won't get the benefit of the export sales. They're going to ship it straight over to themselves. And in the meantime, you know, the rest of the U.S. is going to have to compete against that, all that production that Smithfield is doing. This pork producer, Chinese pork producer that bought out Smithfield, has made the comment that they are their goal is to be the largest meat exporter in the world, and I wouldn't underestimate anything. Now, the thing that I think is really that news is bullish for, if they're going to be all-out production, guess what that is? That's good demand for corn and soy meal. So that would be positive for those two commodities in time.